Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, where we're fully equipped, factory authorized, hospital tested, clinically proven, scientifically formulated, pre-washed, pre-cooked, pre-heated, pre-screened, pre-approved, pre-packaged, post-dated, freeze-dried, double-wrapped, and vacuum-packed. Plus, we're toll-free, bite-sized, ready-to-wear, and we come in all sizes.
Nice.
Welcome to Food Fight. Today on Food Fight, we'll be discussing preventing diabetes with food. And how to manage and maybe even cure the diabetes you've failed to prevent. After that, we'll talk about how soda is just about the worst thing you can possibly drink and how you can cook with it. And finally, eating for your blood type. A diet fad or diet fabulous? That's all today. So diabetes is kind of one of those things that either hits you by surprise, you can't see it coming, or it's you're gaining weight fast, or you're pregnant or something. Your doctor tells you to watch your weight and you get bigger anyway, and well, then you probably have some advance warning. But still, it's a big life-changing problem for everyone that has it, and it's a pre-existing condition, which would, until now, have made it impossible to get health insurance. But it would still be super nice just to get rid of it, instead of trying to get whatever 9-year-old that has just been made a doctor to help you. So we were going to have Dave the Vitamin Guy in this morning, but he is inexplicably sick, which of course
means he has diabetes.
Well, he's either that or all of his vitamins and supplements have failed to keep him as healthy as a horse.
I think he's on a hot date and just didn't want to tell us.
You know what I think happened? I think he got a sunburn on his shiny chrome dome.
Oh, poor Dave.
Poor Dave. Poor Dave.
Solar panel for his love machine broke.
So we're going to talk about eating right to prevent diabetes. If you have diabetes, that changes a little bit with your food, where you can manage diabetes with food. And guess what? Some cases of diabetes can be reversed.
Yes.
Reversed. Another way doctors suck. Here's why. They have you treat the symptoms. They have you not die from the diabetes that you've got, but they don't actually help you try to get rid of it.
What's the doctor's credo? Like, what is it called?
If it's not on tape, nobody can prove that I did it.
No. The official name of it, one of the things where they swear
the
to
hypocritical
it,
oath?
Exactly, the Hippocratic Oath. Hippocratic, whatever.
Hypocritical?
Hypocritical Oath.
I like to call it the Hippocritical Oath.
Hypocritical Oath.
It's actually the Hippocratic Oath, but Hippocratic. I call it the Hypocritical Oath for obvious reasons.
One of the things they swear by then is to stop you from getting worse, not to make you better.
Right.
So they're holding true to their
oath. Well, honestly, would they be in business if they did? I mean, their whole livelihood depends on your inability to get better.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. There's so many of us. I just never thought they would throw us under the bus to keep themselves employed.
Well, have you been living under a rock?
I try to.
It's a big rock.
It's a big rock.
So eating right, it turns out, and a lot of specialists and even doctors will admit this, they just like to remain anonymous, but eating right and changing what you eat has a huge effect on how diabetes affects your body. Why? Because food affects your body.
Yeah, food is the ultimate medicine. Maybe not ultimate.
So it's important.
It's a great way to start.
People think that if you have diabetes, you have to give up sweets entirely.
Yes.
It's not true. Not actually true. And I don't want anyone to sue me or anything. I ate a piece of cake and my diabetes got worse and I lost my foot. So I'm going to sue Claire Katz of Food Fight Radio.
How come they always lose their foot? I never got that. Why does diabetes mean they got it? If they eat sugar, their foot falls off?
Well,
I don't understand.
It's a circulatory problem.
Okay.
And so I had a sort of a friend of the family a long, long time ago. His old guy, he had diabetes and he would have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and walk 5 miles to get the circulation going in his feet, or he would lose his feet. But you are right. They always seem to lose their feet.
Yeah. So it's not if they eat too much sugar, they lose their feet.
No. If you eat too much sugar, I think you
use it, they
die.
Lose it. And, that's
like bad. Sugar is kind of poison. But like any other poison, my favorite poison, of course, being alcohol, is that you can have a little bit of it and not die from it.
Of course.
Well, sugar is just like that. It's bad for you, but you can have a small amount of it. You don't have to. What's the point of living if you can't have food that you like to eat? Right? You got to enjoy something.
Got to enjoy life.
Well, most of what most people enjoy is food. Food is a huge source of enjoyment for human beings, always has been. You can still have meals that you like, sweets that you crave, and have diabetes. And that was there is a Wookiee. There is a Wookiee in our studio today. What's the matter with you? Silence your cell phone. That, you know what? Every day it's something else with you. What is that? That's Marcus underwater.
Yes.
There is a leak.
There's not trying to drown me. Yet.
There's a leak and a Wookiee in here at the same time. We're underwater and there's a Wookiee. Have you recently been diagnosed with diabetes or pre-diabetes?
Pre-diabetes?
How can you say someone has pre-diabetes? They either have diabetes or they don't.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so if your doctor has warned you, which is probably true of just about everyone, stop gaining weight or you're going to get diabetes, that's pretty much everyone.
Yes.
Change the way you're eating now. So the doctor tells you to lose weight. That's the number one recommendation when you are either at risk for it or you already have it.
Because you've got so much insulin in you already, you need to cut back or else.
And the only way to cut back on that is to have less mass.
Yes.
So there's less naturally occurring insulin. But you know what? You'd be bigger too. So I don't really understand the correlation. You can make a huge difference by changing your lifestyle. They all tell you to exercise. And this, I think, is where they all fall down, of course, because exercising is hard.
Yes.
It's really hard. It's a lot harder to exercise than it is to not eat something.
It's just as hard to start a good habit as it is to end a bad habit.
Or exercise is physically doing something.
Yes.
It's getting off your butt and doing something, walking, running, lifting weights. Not eating something involves not doing something.
That's true.
Which logically has to be easier, right? You just fail to put it into your mouth, right?
Sounds easy. Sounds easy on paper.
Well, it sounds easy, but I mean, if the food's in front of you, that becomes a little bit harder. But honestly, you have to move your arm to get the fork. If you don't do anything at all, if you just sit there and continue to convert oxygen to carbon dioxide, that's the first step in not doing something. And experts will tell you, if you poke them, that the exercise takes a backseat to the food.
Oh, yes.
Changing what you eat is a heck of a lot more important than exercising. And guess what? What you eat is also more important when it comes to doing something like losing weight.
Every trainer I've ever heard talk about this said there is no substitute for a good diet. If you have a bad diet, you're not going to lose weight no matter how much you train. You're not going to get fit no matter how much you
train. Would be horrible because you could be lifting weights for 3 hours a day and you'd never see a difference. You'd probably be stronger.
You'd be stronger, but then there'd be a little fat.
But unless you're in the construction industry, there's almost no point to that. So you are at an increased risk of developing diabetes if you are a woman with a waist circumference of 35 inches or more, or if you are a man with a waist circumference of 40 inches or more. And if you tend to be a little bit more apple-shaped, that's also one of the big warning signs, which I think is just about everyone most of the time, you know, unless you're like, anemic, anorexic, bulimic, all the wonderful things, the diet where you chew stuff up and spit it out instead of swallowing it. Those type of people have a tendency to be a little bit more thin, but they're going to die a hell of a lot sooner than somebody will when they have full-blown diabetes.
Yes.
So that would be worse, I think. So food is very important, more important than exercise. If you have to do something, start with the food. It's easier. It involves not doing something, so it's kind of a lazy person's way to get through it. Don't think of it as a diet. Think of it as a way to get better foods into your body. Because if you think of it as a diet, that's like a four-letter word. It makes you unhappy that you have to go on a diet. Don't think of it as a diet. Think of it as not dying.
Not dying.
It's not a diet. It's not dying. So you don't have to avoid sugar. That's a fact. It's a myth that you must avoid sugar at all costs. You might as well kill yourself. Life with no sweets. No sweets at all. Nothing sweet. No tasty.
Go to the Himalaya Mountains. Be a monk. Just wear a robe.
And make beer.
And not talk.
Like the rest of the monks.
A bowl of rice every day.
You know, monks make awesome beer.
They do.
You could be the monk that makes it all happen for the monk beer industry. That could be fun. Also, it is also a myth that a high protein diet is best. Because eating too much protein actually causes insulin resistance, which is a key factor in diabetes. So a Americans, we get a lot of protein. Yes. If you're going to try and shove more protein into your diet because you read some blog somewhere that says, oh, if you're pre-diabetic, eat more protein. That's a lie. That is the opposite. Mm-hmm. Just about everything you read online is not true, obviously, as we've learned. But of course, everything we say is true, right?
Of course.
Everything we say is true. We are never wrong.
Never, ever.
Never, ever wrong. Even when we disagree with each other.
It's just two sides of the same coin. We're totally right.
Right. We're 100% right. We have to be. So what you can do also is getting rid of anything white. Consider it going on diet. Yeah, it is a little bit. It is a little bit. But it's also part of that is that things that are brown are good for you.
That's also racist.
Is it? When it comes to rice, not so much.
Yeah,
you're a ricist.
You're a ricist.
You're not a racist. You're a ricist. You have to avoid white rice, white potatoes, things that are white, white pasta, white bread, cereal that has a character on it.
Yes.
Avoid that. Substitute that out with brown rice, whole wheat pasta, whole wheat bread. You know what? It's not as tasty. It takes a little getting used to, but it's actually good. On top of that, it fills you up more, so you'll have to, throughout the day, eat less. You also must. You don't have to eat the unbroken whole barley, millet, wheat, berry, grain stuff. Stuff's terrible. It's actually horrible. But you need to eat a lot of non-starchy vegetables, beans, and fruits. So there is a bit of sweet in there already. It'll satisfy a sweet tooth once you get used to this lifestyle. You will satisfy a sweet tooth by eating something like a blended up frozen banana. Tastes like ice cream.
Yes.
You know, if you have a more healthy diet in general, regular ice cream will taste extremely fatty and greasy, and a lot of things will taste way, way, way too sweet. So that's diabetes and food. We're going to put more of that information, including the handy-dandy article that we stole a lot of this groovy information from, on our website, foodfightradio.com. When we come back, you know how soda is totally bad for you and gives you diabetes?
Yes.
We're going to tell you how you can cook with it.
Yay.
And get more of it into your diet, obviously. That ought to use up all those cans that you have lying around. At least you won't be drinking them. Food Fight Radio will be right back.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand-tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. With me in studio is my good friend and co-conspirator, Chef Marcus.
Hi, everybody.
That's nice. I think that's, is that Hanky the Christmas Pooh?
No, maybe.
Or is that
maybe.
Heidi Ho?
No, that's
Heidi Ho.
Heidi Ho.
I'm so glad that show's not on the air anymore. So, soda's bad for you.
What?
Come on.
I'd only believe that if someone told me almost every day of my entire...
And you know what? I still wouldn't believe it. I still wouldn't believe it because it's tasty and it's effervescent and bubbly and puts you in a good mood. How could it possibly be bad?
And for a dollar, you can buy a half gallon at any fast food restaurant.
Funny thing is, it's easier to get soda than it is to get water.
Yes.
That's hilarious. But it is bad for you.
Yes.
And when you drink it, the stuff that it does to you, that's kind of what makes it bad. Number one, it's highly addictive.
What?
It spikes the sugar, unbalances digestive flora, grows more yeast, which then demands more and more and more. The side effects can be very disruptive, wreak havoc on moods and your health and relationships. Did you know that? Soda is destroying your relationships.
How is that even possible?
Soda destroys your relationships because it puts you in a horrible mood.
Okay.
And that ruins your relationship. And then... you get divorced, and then you're sharing your kids, have to sell your vacation home.
No.
That's what a can of soda will do to your life.
You know, I've seen this in action. I have been in a horrible mood, had some soda, and then saw the birds fly in, was happy and calm. Huh, I just thought low blood sugar, but no. Wow.
It was actually ruining your entire relationship with your whole family.
Because
you know why? You're gonna be crabby.
Yeah.
When you get home, you're gonna be a grouch. Mm-hmm. Why are you a grouch? Because of soda.
And you don't know that.
You can blame the soda.
You can blame
actually.
Oh hey.
I'm sorry I hit you, honey. It was the soda that made me do it.
As opposed to you know not to make me mad. You know I need a lot of soda.
You know I need a lot of soda, baby. Yeah, I'd never hurt you. So soda is also a double whammy for teeth because it's got the sugar to eat your tooth enamel, and it also robs your bones of calcium, which if you are eating away the tooth enamel and the calcium is being robbed from all of your bones, then it will completely destroy your teeth.
Huh.
So that's not bad hygiene. That guy in your office has those horrible teeth. It's because he drinks a lot of soda.
That his parents gave him for lunch every day at school, or you buy everywhere, yeah.
And it's got a little caffeine in it, but let's face it, caffeine is our friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem. People telling you, don't drink that, the caffeine's bad for you. You should slap that person, because that is not the thing that you should be worried about in that can of soda.
The caffeine is the only thing in here that's good for me.
Yeah, the caffeine keeps you from getting bad headaches. The caffeine gives you a rush so you can get to work on time. It's everything else in the soda that will really, really mess you up. If you go for diet soda, you figure, okay, well, regular soda is so bad for me. The sugar is no good. So if I take the sugar out and have artificial sugar, it should be okay.
Yeah, because we all know how wonderful artificial sugars are for you.
The aspartame in there, the artificial sweetener, is more dangerous to you than the sugar. It's a neurotoxin.
Yes.
With 92 known side effects to your health. 92. Are we going to go over all 92 of them?
Just think
on
about
there?
That, how cheap a soda is and what you're actually paying for it.
And also, coloring additives, which are made usually out of, well, bugs, if you get like grape soda or like Crush.
Yeah.
The Crush sodas, they're all brightly colored. Yeah. They're all made out of bugs. So, hey, vegans are doing something right. They are avoiding these because of the artificial colors. Not the reason to avoid them,
really.
But by avoiding them, they are saving themselves all these other horrible things. So, yay, vegans! And that is the only time you will ever hear me say that on this show. I swear. So, multiple long-term studies of soda, which I guess is like a bunch of people sitting around a lab drinking soda and then writing down what happens to them. No, they're testing it on rats.
Oh, of course.
Those are rats drinking regular Coke and Diet Coke with straws.
Do they get to pick?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking no. Heart attack, heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, hypertension, osteoporosis, type 2 diabetes. See, it all ties in.
Wow.
It all ties in.
It does.
One of the main reasons that people might get diabetes is soda. A can of soda could have given you a life-threatening illness.
Mm.
A can of soda. How do you feel about the soda now? Jeez. Probably not so sunny and peachy and happy and shiny, huh?
No, put down the jolt.
Metabolic syndrome?
Metabolic syndrome.
Yeah, it's a syndrome where your metabolism doesn't really work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Fatty liver disease, which sounds terrible.
Well.
Liver failure, which, let's face it, Claire, the radio show host is probably going to have. Not from soda.
Not from soda.
But from probably several other things. And, of course, obesity. Exposure to liquid sugar actually causes the genes in your muscles to change their behavior. And you don't have to drink it every day to have that happen. You can just have as few as 2 soft drinks per week for a month.
And all of a sudden, your muscles are making fat?
8 sodas later, your body will change. 8 sodas later.
That's creepy.
You need 8 sodas. It's like, this stuff is worse than crack.
Yeah.
Like crack just, you know, it's kind of, you know, like that usually takes a few tries, you know. And look at Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
He cuts his crack with soda.
He doesn't even have diabetes. He's brain dead, yeah. But he doesn't have diabetes.
Wow.
Right? So he's, you know, with the drugs and everything, I'm thinking that soda and diet soda might actually be worse for you than like regular, like high income luxury style drugs.
I would.
The good ones.
Yeah.
The expensive ones that you have to have a rich friend to get access to, which we don't.
We don't.
Thank goodness. But researchers are saying that artificial sweeteners, including high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, Splenda, all that stuff. And because let's face it, high fructose corn syrup, it is an artificial sweetener.
It is an artificial. Yeah, you don't get it naturally.
Yeah. It's, not all artificial sweeteners are the diet ones.
No.
Yeah, the fake man-made ones are also artificial. So anything that is artificial, and consider high fructose corn syrup to be just about as artificial as you can get, modified corn and all, it's not a healthy alternative to sugar. We know that now. People know that now. Soda sales have never been higher.
Oh, yeah.
Which I find interesting because now people are armed with knowledge.
Mm.
And you don't have to be a listener of Food Fight Radio to hear that soda and diet soda is bad for you. This is not news. This is not groundbreaking.
Everybody going through school 10, 20 years ago was told soda's bad for you.
Even kids know it.
Yeah, kids know it.
If you walk up to a kid on the street, say, hold up an orange juice, and then you hold up a soda, which one of these is better for you? Well, what do you think?
Yeah, probably the orange juice.
And they're going to say, why is soda bad for you? And then the kid's going to say, because mama said it rots my teeth, which is actually true. Mm-hmm. If you drink a soda and then go to bed, like if you do that like 40 times, you'll have major dental problems.
Wow.
Like your teeth will be falling out. That's they will disgusting. Have rotted in a nighttime bath of acid and sugar.
Yo,
isn't that really gross?
That's really gross.
You ever see what happens to a spoon? You leave it in like a Coke for a week?
I'm going to do that now.
You have to do that because your spoon starts to disappear, which is really, really messed up. Also, you get hooked on it, and that's not just a problem in the way that you crave more soda. It actually sways people toward a more high-calorie, high-salt diet. It confuses your body's ability to compensate and process the influx of chemicals and calories. Your body gets confused. When your body gets confused, it makes you want to eat stuff. Side effects of aspartame range from migraines to depression, blindness, seizures, tachycardia. I don't know what that one is.
No.
But it's an interesting looking word. That's just a few. So it is not only bad for you, it makes you eat other more things that are bad for you.
So wait.
Like a gateway drug.
Don't. It's not touch yourself, you go blind. It's drink soda.
Drink soda, you go blind. I've never actually in my entire life met anyone who had been blinded by soda, but you know what? It's in there.
It's in there.
I think that's one of the 92 side effects.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty bad. It also messes with your body's ability to cope with rises in blood sugar. And then, of course, that leads to higher levels of glucose, insulin resistance, ultimately leads to type 2 diabetes. Long-term, type 2 diabetes turns into full-blown diabetes, liver and pancreatic, possibly pancreatic cancer. You could die. You could die from drinking soda.
I want to talk to those people that get one of those humongous big gulps every day.
Yeah.
You know those big ones you gotta hold with two hands as an adult?
Well, now that we know how absolutely horrifying that soda is for your health and you should never, ever touch one, and I don't drink soda. I don't. I drink a lot of other carbonated beverages, but I do not drink soda, I'm proud to say. Now we're going to tell you how you can cook with it and get more of it into your diet. Well, you know, first of all, it's very heavy and syrupy.
Yes.
So it's good for putting in things.
I was so much more into this before you told me all these things. Now I feel like
it's like okay, come up with recipes for soda. This is going to be exciting. We're going to taste test these. We're going to make new barbecue sauces. Well, yeah. Now I don't want to drink it.
Now I'm like, I don't
want to have those ribs with the root beer reduction.
Yeah.
So soda can kill you. Here's how you can get more of it into your day. We know you've got all those extra cans in your pantry. We don't want you to drink them, so we're going to tell you how to cook with them. Reduce them, get rid of them the good old-fashioned way. You don't have to be wasteful. You can make a chocolate Coke cake.
Yep.
Or Coke cake.
Yeah, the soda in it, it's just like beer cake. The soda, the bubbles help make it rise.
It's also more moist.
Mm-hmm.
And it also dries out less fast.
Carnitas.
And we're gonna put a couple of these recipes on the website, foodfightradio.com, but you can Google it. Mm-hmm. Just Google it. Yeah, we're not going to tell you how to make it. This isn't a TV program where I'm going to pick up a pot and say, this is a pot. You know what a pot is. You don't need to watch TV to learn how to cook. Just listen to us. You can make Dr. Pepper pork. You can add some Dr. Pepper to the simmer sauce or braising liquid. It makes it sweeter and stickier. Mm-hmm. 7-Up salad dressing. You ever hear of a champagne vinaigrette?
Same thing.
Take out the champagne, put in some 7-Up. It's actually very, very tasty. Just don't use the diet. It's just god-awful. That's on the great. Lettuce. Just really bad. Root beer reduction sauce for salmon.
This is a really nice one. So you boil down the root beer.
Pretty much. You get a syrup, throw in a couple of spices, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of Creole seasoning, and then you swath the salmon in it. It's tasty.
It is
very tasty, and most of it's been boiled off. You're getting a little bit of sugar. It's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Not that big a deal. You're boiling it down into a sweet sugar glaze. Who doesn't like a sugary glaze on their meat, right? Grape soda cupcakes.
So I like the chocolate Coke cake.
Sort of, except you're going to be putting grape soda plus a lot of food coloring into those cupcakes.
Yeah.
And because, you know, the grape soda doesn't inherently make the cupcakes purple, but they are cuter that way. So I wouldn't worry too much about the artificial coloring because you have just put a ton of soda in your cupcakes, and that's way worse. So root beer cookies.
I'm going to cook
a splash of root beer in some cookie dough. Take out one of the eggs and put in root beer instead. I think I feel a cavity coming on. Among other things, you can add it to marinades, barbecue sauces. Ever had a Red Bull reduction?
Yes.
It's gross.
No, I love it.
Gross. Just gross. Don't. Just, you know what?
It's great with chicken.
We're disagreeing with this one. Yeah, Red Bull. Disgusting. Doesn't reduce well. Not tasty. Coming up next, eating for your blood type. Blah, blah, blah. We'll be right back.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Okay, gang, our dinner's here from Dine-In Tonight. Come on, let's go.
You know, I remember before there was Dine-In Tonight and people had to cook dinner for themselves.
What? Really? That's crazy. People don't have time for that.
Oh, Ma. Are you telling stories again?
I know, but back then, if you didn't cook for yourself, you had to have fast food.
That's so unhealthy.
And then all that changed when Dine-In Tonight opened. All you had to do was sign up online and they'd bring fresh, hot gourmet dinners right to your front door every night and for only $10 a dinner. And you didn't even have to choose. Everything was all done for you, and the food was always different. And suddenly everyone's lives got so much easier.
Wow, Grandma. That must have been so awful to live like that.
Yes, my dears. Those were hard times. Those were hard times indeed.
Dine in tonight. Ready-to-eat dinners delivered to your home or office. Start simplifying your life one meal at a time. Call 1-888-64-MEALS. That's 1-888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. So we're talking today about eating for your blood type. This is a diet fad, I want to say, which has been endorsed by food specialists, nutritionists, and the occasional doctor. Little creepy when a doctor endorses a diet that's associated with blood.
Well, you're not eating blood.
You're not eating blood. No, you're eating for your blood type.
You're not eating your blood type.
There's only four different types of blood.
Yes.
There's O, which is like 40%, 44%, I think, almost, of people in the world are O.
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's you. Type B, type A, and type AB. Which, why didn't they just make a type C?
I don't know.
That's odd. Mm-hmm. So, since type O is the most common blood type, we're going to start there. We're going to start on that one. And ironically, Marcus and I are both type O.
Yep.
Which is helpful because we are going to do this. We're going to be doing this as an experiment. Why? Because we can. We have to do something. And we were going to do that since a diet sprinkle garbage for 2 weeks, but we decided not to because it was a ridiculous waste of time since we already figured out that it works by placebo effect, and that only works on the stupid. And honestly, this one tickles my vampire bone. Anyone who used to be a bit of a goth in high school, I think, would be all over this diet. We'll let you know how it goes. Or, you know, which one of us dies doing this. I don't think anything extreme is going to happen. The theory in eating for your blood type is that people with different types of blood, their bodies are a little bit different. The way their blood and body react to the food they eat is different. And therefore, changing the food changes that person's makeup.
Yeah, it's just like any chemical reaction. It depends on the chemicals you have to begin with.
So type O blood is different than every other person's type of blood.
And it's the oldest one, they say. The oldest blood type.
3.5 million years?
Yep.
The first bugs?
No.
Had type O blood?
No. Poor people.
The first water scorpions, the first little aquatic scorpions coming up on land? No, they had that? No, the very first people, it's theorized, had type O. So, when talking about this, we're going to pretend that this is not us.
Okay.
Okay? So, we are not going to necessarily do this. We're going to say if you're type O, and if you want to do this along with us, we would appreciate your input.
Yes.
Let us know if you get heinously ill, and then we'll know not to do that anymore because better you than us. Right? And that's 888-344-1170, Intelligent Talk. I think we're burgeoning into somewhat not so intelligent territory by doing this. The claim here is that people with this blood type, type O, are more prone to metabolic issues and weight gain than other blood types. which might explain why half of everyone in the United States is heavy.
Yep. They're all
right?
type O's.
Well, they're all type O's.
Drinking too much soda.
That's a shame. That's because, what, all you type B's and A's and AB's out there, you're running around with the metabolism of racing horses, and you're all skinny, and you're all wearing your high school pants? Not fair, man.
Not
fair. A person with type O blood should eat a diet that is low in carbohydrates and high in protein. You know how only half of people who ever tried Atkins were okay on it?
Oh, huh.
That's why. That could be why.
That could be why.
The other one said, ooh, a Twinkie, and gave up. And that one, that was me. Foods that are recommended for type O people are sea kelp, seafood, red meat, and vegetables, especially kale, spinach, and broccoli. And we're going to put some of this information up on the website. What we might do is just put a link to the page that Marcus and I found, which we found was the most helpful and the easiest to read and had the least amount of large words. So type O's should avoid, and this is where the heartache comes in, bacon. Ouch. Ham. Ow. Some types of fish. Well, I hate fish. Dairy foods. Come on. Nuts, grain foods, coffee. And herbal tea.
Also liquor.
I get what? No.
On the other list.
No, you lost me. I'm not doing it. You're going to have to do this by yourself, and I'll make fun of you because I will have a beer and you will not. Specifics that you should never eat include avocados, cabbage. I'm fine with it because I don't really like avocados or cabbage.
Love avocados.
Corn, eggplant. Eggplant makes my tongue itch, so no problem there. Mushrooms, olives, melon, oranges, blackberries, coconuts, strawberries, and tangerines. What? Very specific.
Yeah.
These are some very specific fruits to not eat.
With coconut oil all the time, I'm going to have to quit that.
Well, you know, you also can't have olives. But, you know, funny thing is that we can't have olives, but we can have olive oil. It's actually recommended that we, as O's, we're a couple of O's.
O's.
Yeah. Type B.
You people.
Are able to pretty much digest anything, but you should avoid a couple of things because they could specifically for your little type B bodies contribute to weight gain. That includes corn, buckwheat, lentils, peanuts, and sesame seeds. You probably maybe want to try avoiding gluten. Only because of gluten's effect on blood sugar. The bees, should eat green vegetables, red meat, eggs, low-fat dairy foods, soy, oats, licorice. There's a bunch of stuff on here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to name all this stuff because it's starting to sound like my grocery list. Type A individuals have a very, very sensitive digestive system, far more so than the other blood types.
Uh-huh.
And it's recommended that they follow a primarily vegetarian diet.
Oh, that makes sense.
I am so glad that I am not a type A.
Yeah, it makes so much sense why certain vegetarian people
do okay. They do okay.
Some of them don't.
And some of them turn to mush and their body eats their muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Type AB. Think of it this way. You can eat a combination of the type A and B diets.
So you can eat everything the type B diet eats, which includes what type
A. But you should avoid meat.
Oh, you should avoid
meat. That's kind of, you know what? That's counterintuitive right there.
Mm. Spirulina? Oh, really?
You can eat a wide range of food, but you should try to avoid meat. That stinks. The poor little abs, the poor little ABs, they're not going to be so happy. Tomatoes are one exception. The AB blood type can tolerate them, while A and B should avoid tomatoes.
So no ketchup, no marinara, no pasta sauce.
Is ketchup actually made out of tomatoes even now?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
You're pretty sure? I think
I know it's first ingredient.
I think it's sugar,
corn syrup,
and some sort of watered down wallpaper pasted red food coloring at this point. It's very sweet. Kids love it. That in and of itself should tell you it's not natural anymore and it's bad for you, is the fact that kids put it on everything. They can't get enough of it. My niece one time ate a half a bottle of ketchup with one omelet. Half a bottle. We ran out. We had to go take the ketchup bottle from another table just so she'd get more. This stuff's addictive.
That, soda.
It's got to be.
Tomato soda.
It can't be good for you.
No.
If it's that tasty, it can't be good for you. Do you know who makes healthy and delicious gourmet meals with all of the different types of blood type foods your body craves?
No, who does that?
Dine In Tonight.
Of course they do.
They cook fresh, hot dinners every day with no pre-made stuff and no preservatives or MSG and no soda pop. So win-win.
Win-win.
and all of the wonderful blood type preferred veggies and stuff. So it's delicious and healthy. They make a roasted paprika chicken with Asiago broccoli. Good for me, since I'm a type O. It'll make you weak in the knees. And a crunchy Cajun shrimp with braised kale. That'll make all your little neck hairs stand up. The dinners are cooked fresh every day and delivered right to your door, right at dinner time. You know how when you decide to go on like a weird, like a trendy fad diet?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you have to not eat everything that you already spent money on and put in your kitchen and your pantry, and you got to go to the store and buy all new brand new stuff?
Yeah, you got to throw out all that stuff or you're going to eat it.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have stuff in your kitchen anyways, because Dining Tonight brings you your dinners all the time.
Yeah, brings it right to you.
You know?
All kinds of yams and kale and groovy vegetables and cool whole grains and things made with real red meat that are always tender and delicious and not a lot of eggplant.
Not a lot of eggplant.
That's important.
You can have one dish with eggplant.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille, baby. And you know what? I think type O's are specifically ratatouille intolerant because there's, eggplant and the mushrooms and red bell peppers and things.
And the cheese.
And onions and cheese, which is a dairy product, which type O's aren't supposed to eat. I'm not supposed to eat ratatouille.
No.
At all.
You're biologically made up to not eat ratatouille.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Science is amazing. I am very, very impressed. We're going to be doing this for 2 weeks. And Dining Tonight is not like ordering from a restaurant delivery service. They cook the food. They deliver the food. You eat the food. And they have 100 different entrees. Go ahead and try them all. You only pay $10 a dinner with no delivery fees. So call today. Get back your time, your money, and your life. Don't be a slave to dinner time. Call Dine In Tonight today. If you call them now, you'll get an extra free week of dinners using promo code FOODFIGHT. You can sign up for 3 or 5 nights a week. Just call them at 888-64-MEALS or go to www.dineinthenumber2nite.com. It's the biggest thing since spending decades fighting for the right to vote with the men and then deciding not to because all the men running are idiots. That's dineintonight.com. Coming up next on Food Fight Radio, we'll be reviewing a new gastropub. Yes, I said gastropub. A pub for your gastric enjoyment. That's next on Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinthenumber2night.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Do you want to save money on your electric bill? PowerSavingsToday.com has amazing small plug-in units you strategically place in your home. These amazing units automatically capture unused electricity and recycle it for your benefit. Amazing technology! Visit PowerSavingsToday.com to learn how you can immediately begin saving money by recycling unused electricity back into your home. PowerSavingsToday.com. That's PowerSavingsToday.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz, and on to the review. So away in a tiny hamlet in beautiful Rancho Bernardo in our gorgeous hometown of San Diego, where the weather is always great and everyone else in every other city wishes they were here, meaning we're always inundated with tourists taking our parking spaces and clogging up our freeways, is an itty-bitty, tucked-away place, the Urge Gastropub. A look into the word gastropub here. We all know what a pub is, but by adding the very unappetizing and even embarrassing word gastro, we introduce a whole new way for food people to make themselves feel better than they are. It's a pub, but it also has some food. That's the whole thing. That's what the movement is all about. But is this a new concept? No, it's not. Here's why. When you eat while drinking, you need to drink more to get a good buzz. The bars make a lot more profit off of the booze than the food, so they keep the food coming. Simple? Yes, it is. Also, it's easier to get a liquor license when you have an actual kitchen, so you might as well use it, right? So pubs have been serving food right along with their alcohol since, I don't know, probably the first caveman bar, where the weary hunter-gatherers would come in for a much-needed respite from their nagging cave wenches. They could come to a nice man cave and have some fermented juice and grunt about everything. They probably got some hunks of meat there, too. Yep, first gastropub. Has to be, because what goes better with booze than food? Some kinds of drinks really bring out the flavors of food, hence the invention of the snobby sommelier. Ooh, I don't like those guys. But that's a subject for a segment on next week's show, Why Wine Tastes Like Feet. Gastropub, silly new name, really old concept. The Urge is all about the food and beer pairings. And they have more different kinds of beer than food. They give you a beer menu first, as though the entrees are a bit secondary. Here you get a recommendation on what food goes with your beer, not the other way around. Half the tables are outside at the Urge. Since the weather here is so nice, no need to sit inside. Again, it's San Diego. We rock. We started with the Julian Cider and got the Duck Poutine Fries to go with it. Poutine fries are really, really popular in Canada. Here, they're a brand new thing. It's French fries, or freedom fries, if you will, covered in gravy and cheese curds. And we all know how much I love the farm-to-table stuff that has three names. Well, most of the items on their menu have at least two. Squeaky Beecher's cheese curds. Sounds weird? Kind of is. But I have to admit, they went well with my cider. We also had the aptly named Garbage Burger, topped with a whole crazy list of stuff. Tasty, well-cooked, just the right amount of doneness, a bit messy, as you would assume, and we also had the Fried Chicken and Waffles, which, in my opinion, never ever gets old. Came with real maple syrup, of course, another very Canadian thing. Turns out one of these guys is, in fact, from Canada, which explains everything. All the cute little Canadian flourishes are nice. We have some cherry beer to go with our chocolate strawberry mousse cake for dessert and thought about ordering some wine, but decided not to, because I don't like wine. If I had to sum up this gastropub in one word, it would be hoppy. Hoppy. It's a lively place where everything is made with and influenced by hops. It's a bit hip-hop happening. Need another reason? You can diss the French by ordering Duck Poutine Freedom Fries. And here in America, we have another name for a gastropub, sports bar. You see how we dumb everything down? You can see photos of our fruit beer bonanza at foodfightradio.com.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Folks, I know there's been a lot of talk about politics and healthcare and government shutdowns and stuff. But I'd like to take a minute to bring into focus one of the most disturbing issues facing our society today. Popcorn. What is the purpose of this stuff? It's not a food. I'm not sure it could really be considered a snack since you can't get full on it. I think all it does is get you to buy soda. I suppose you could call it a former food, but that just makes it a waste byproduct of some manhandled corn. Ever get one of those buggers stuck in your teeth? I know a couple of people that had to see their dentists to remove those. One guy had to have a root canal after biting down on a kernel. Why is this stuff still around? It was clearly a mistake. Someone left a pile of cobs by the stove, and instead of setting the house on fire, they got puffy packing peanuts. Kids like it, but come on, it's not even fun. We've modified the corn in the wrong direction. Let's make it without the rock-hard, jaw-breaking kernels, shall we? We made seedless watermelon, so what's the problem? And while we're at it, let's make it pink. You need the butter, or else how would you get all that salt to stay on? If you could only stand to eat something while mindlessly staring at a movie screen, then it's not real food. Nobody ever eats it with dinner. How about meatloaf with a side of popcorn? That doesn't work. Popcorn is stupid. And worse, it's dangerous. If you're eating popcorn during a rom-com and have one involuntary chortle, you could choke to death. But people just can't watch a movie without it, can they? Ever see the angry uprising when they run out? It's a non-food, and it's dangerous, but it sells a ton of soda, so it really should be free. Or, better yet, theaters could sell nuts. Americans won't stand for that. We can take all kinds of government abuse and taxes and mandated health care and red light cameras and loads of unconstitutional stuff. But as long as we have our hot, buttered, nutritionally void, tooth-busting kernel bombs at the box office, America can keep on going. You want to see a country shut down? Try messing with people's popcorn. Tune in next week for Dave the Vitamin Guy, who may or may not be sick again next week. We're going to talk about vitamins and supplements for managing the diabetes that you've failed to prevent. And also we're going to be talking about grilling tender meats for fall and things you can do with gourds. That's next week on your favorite food show. This is Claire Katz reminding you that sometimes at the very end of a show, all you can say is bye.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.